is God? What kind of God is he? What is God like? Well, the God of the Bible is the true God. And Paul talks about him in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, beginning in verse 4. I'm going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 4 through 6. Paul said, "As concerning therefore the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other God but one. For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many, but to us there is but one God the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him." Paul talks about the true God. The Bible teaches us about the true God. Even nature itself tells us some things about the true nature of the true God. But there are many ideas of God that are wrong. When you hear people talking about God today, sometimes you have to stop and listen very carefully. Because if you just assume that they're talking about the same God that the Bible speaks of, sometimes you find out that that's not true. They're talking about a different kind of God. They're talking about, in some cases, a different God altogether. So what I want to do this morning is to look at several false concepts of God. I want to look at several wrong views of God and his nature. Let's start with the first one. I want to talk about deism, first of all. Deism is the belief that God is the all-powerful God. He is the all-knowing God. He is the all-good God. But deism says that God doesn't do anything in the world today. And as a matter of fact, ever since he created the world, he has never done anything in the world. Deism says that God created the world. So in other words, they would believe, deists do believe, that God is the creator. But what they say is this. They believe that God created the world, but that he has had nothing to do with it ever since. And the famous illustration that has been used for many years is this. They believe that it was like God winding up a clock. Just as you would wind up a clock, an old-fashioned clock, and let it run down, well, God created the world, and he's letting it run down. Now, this view means that God has never intervened in the world in any way since he created it. He has never really spoken to man. He did not perform any miracles in the Bible. He did not come down upon Mount Sinai like the Bible says. He did not send Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. He did not perform the miracles in the Bible that we read about. As a matter of fact, deism says that God did not inspire the Bible. They do not believe that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. Now, there are some famous people in the history of this country who had this belief. Thomas Paine was a famous deist. He believed in God, but he didn't believe that God had anything to do with the world, either naturally or providentially, since he created it. Thomas Jefferson had deistic beliefs. Thomas Jefferson did not believe that the Bible was the inspired Word of God. He thought that Jesus was a good man, and he believed in God, but he didn't believe that God intervened. Well, the Bible plainly teaches us, contrary to the idea of deism. The Bible says in Hebrews 1, verse 3, that God upholds all things by the word of his power. God not only created the world, God sustains the world. Hebrews 1, verse 3. He sends rain upon the just and the unjust and causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good. Matthew 5, verse 45. He did inspire the writing of the Bible. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And God did work the miracles that we read about in the Bible. Everything from healing the sick to raising the dead and even raising his son from the dead. All these miracles, all these works were done by the power of God. Now, perhaps there are not as many deists today as there used to be. But in another way, folks, that number may be growing. Because there are people who want to hold on to the idea that God exists. They don't want to be atheists. But at the same time, they don't believe the Bible. They want to believe in God, but they don't want to believe in the Bible because the Bible holds them down. The Bible restricts them. The Bible condemns them, and they want to be free to do things that the Bible forbids. And so their convenient way of getting around the Bible is to say, well, I believe in God, but I don't believe that God wrote the Bible. But you can't have it both ways. The Bible certainly did come from God. So deism is a false concept of God. Number two, Calvinism is a false view of God's nature. Now, Calvinism, and I'm talking about the teaching of John Calvin, I'm talking about the pure teaching of John Calvin. There are groups today that have tinges of Calvinism. As a matter of fact, most denominations have some aspects or elements of Calvinism in them. But pure Calvinism says this. It says that God causes everything that happens to happen. Now, when I say everything, I mean everything. Pure Calvinism says that God causes not only good things to happen, but also sinful things to happen. That God has already decreed that when a man does good, that God is behind that, that God is actually causing that to happen. But also, when a man sins, when a man commits adultery, or when a man commits murder, pure Calvinism says that God decreed that that should happen and that it can't be any other way because God decreed that it should occur. Now again, that is pure Calvinism. So it says that God makes everything happen, even sinful things. Calvinism also says that God has already selected who's going to be saved and who's going to be lost, and that the saved can't do anything to be saved, and that the lost can't do anything to be lost. In other words, Calvinism has the view of God that takes away free will from man. And that's not the God that we serve. That's not the kind of world that God created. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 2, verse 4, that God wants to have all men to be saved. So the Bible says that God wants everybody to be saved. Calvinism says, no, he does not want everybody to be saved. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Bible says that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 tells us plainly that God does not want anybody to be lost. Calvinism says that he has already decreed that certain people will be lost and certain people will be saved. Calvin plainly says that people are not created equally in that regard. Well, the Bible plainly teaches in Joshua 24, verse 15, that we have free will. Choose you this day whom ye will serve. Well, that shows that the view of God in Calvinism is wrong. Number three, Islam. Islam's view of God is contrary to the Bible. The view of Islam is that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his prophet. The view of Islam when it comes to God is that there is no such thing as the Trinity, that there is no such thing as the deity of Christ. Islam rejects the idea that God is the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Islam rejects the idea that Jesus was God manifest in the flesh. Islam teaches that Allah commanded Muhammad to murder infidels. The God of the Bible is not the God of Islam. God is not that kind of God. So when you hear people saying today that Christians and Muslims ought to get together and be one and worship together because, after all, they believe in the same God, that is absolutely false. The God of the Bible is not the God of Islam. Number four, the view of Hinduism and the view of Buddhism is that there are many gods, and that means thousands of gods. This is pure idolatry, just like we see among pagans in Bible times, in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. We still have millions of people in the world today who believe in all kinds of idols. The Bible shows that God is the Creator. The Bible also teaches us something that is just plain common sense, and that is that an idol has been made by man. So an idol is below man. So it is foolish for a man to take something that he has made, something that he has invented from his own mind, and place it above himself and bow himself down to it. It just doesn't make any sense. That's why the Bible teaches us that it is foolish behavior. Number 5, Mormonism has a false view of God. The Mormon religion teaches that the God of the Bible was once a man. Mormonism also teaches that all Mormons will someday be on the same level as God. Now, this is a plain denial of Bible teaching. The Bible teaches that there is one God. The Bible teaches that there is one true, ultimate, supreme being, and that is the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New Testament. So, friends, these ideas are not only contrary to the Bible, they're also contrary to each other, and they're contrary to themselves. So we can rest assured today, we can have this confidence, that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, is the one true and the living God. So you see, it does make a difference which God a person believes in. Sometimes we hear people say, well, it doesn't make any difference what God you believe in as long as you believe in a higher power. As long as you have an idea of God and you basically do all right in your life, then that's acceptable. The Bible says this in Hebrews 11, verse 6, without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, that is Hebrews 11, verse 6. That passage says that we must believe in God, the God that the book of Hebrews is talking about, the God of the Bible, and that we must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We must believe not only what the Bible says about God's existence and what nature says about God's existence, but we must believe what the Bible says about God's nature. Thank you for tuning in. It's been a pleasure to study with you, and we hope that you have a great rest of the day.